I feel like a lot of people come into various programs or, products, and they're like, okay, tell me what to do. And I'm like, oh no, like I'm actually trying to get you to connect with you more. So my favorite question when people come in is, how many times a week should I use your app to work out? I'm like, I don't know how your body feels that day. Like, it's like a right up off the bat, it's a practice. And like, how do I get you to check in with you?
Welcome to the Confident Podcast. I am Lisa Targington, your host of this podcast. If you found yourself hitting play on this podcast, it means it was meant for you. My goal is to help empower and guide you to become a better version of yourself through conversation, advice, and tips that are real, vulnerable, and authentic. I am excited to have you join this journey with me. So let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the Confident Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Tarkington. It is such an honor to be in the seat talking about all things confidence every week, to hear the stories from all of you guys sharing how you are utilizing these tools when you're like, ah, that one resonated with me so much, and just all of the things in between. You know, when I started this podcast, oh gosh, I don't even know how many years ago this point is that I just wanted people to learn tools to gain confidence. And I think that this podcast has become so much more than that. We're starting to really build into a community that I'm so proud of. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for being on this journey with us. So as we look into the future, we look at 2024 and where we are today. I don't know about you guys, but man, it has flown by. It has been so crazy to watch some of the goals that I had set for myself in December already coming true. Some that, actually I had to push out a little bit, and I was okay with that. I think sometimes I had my list of things that I wanted to get done, but at the same time, I knew that if I wanted to do them well, some other things just had to go on the back burner for a little bit. In the past, I will tell you, that would have really bothered me. That would have bothered me that I didn't hit, I would say, 100% complete, and that perfectionism mindset would have came into play. But now I feel like as I've grown as a person, gained more confidence, have all the tools in my life, I'm able to look at life in a little bit of a different perspective and notice that I will achieve those goals. They just might not be at the same time as what I had planned for right away. And then other goals that I had, I was actually shocked of how fast I met those goals. So if you are in this funk right now, or you're noticing like, wow, time is flying by, I just want you to take a deep breath in. And I want you to know that, hey, we're all in this together. We're all trying to figure out what is our next steps. We're always looking at what's next for ourselves. But it's also important to look at the moment and have that grace and peace with those around you. For me, that means my husband is gone a lot for work. He travels a lot. And so when he is home, I really make sure that I'm intentional about my time, knowing that I can work a few more hours when he's gone. And so when you can find that, I'm going to say, quote unquote, balance, however balance is defined for you. It's really important because it's so great to look back at just a few months of 2024 already and see so many fun moments that we've had as a family and with friends, and choosing them sometimes over all of the tedious tasks that I have for work has been kind of it's actually been really rewarding, and something that I hope all of you guys know that when we talk about support systems on here, it also means that we have to give back to our support systems as well. We can't just take from them all the time. So that is kind of what I've been up to, and I hope that all of your guys' goals are going well this year. So today's topic is actually really near and dear to my heart. I'll get into it a little bit as to why later when we get into the conversation with our guests. But we are going to be talking about how to overcome expectations with our bodies to find what works best for us. And when Katie and I got connected to have her come on the show, which I'll have her introduce herself in a second, this topic really hit home because for a long time in my teenage years, diet culture was really kind of pushed in different formats. And I don't even think a lot of people realize that it was getting pushed on us. But, I had girls in my classes that were taking diet pills. A lot of us were always on diets for sports or whatever that looked like for us. A lot of our parents were on diets too. And I'm not saying right or wrong or anything. I think it's just also you don't know what you don't know. And maybe that's where we all were in that generation. I think we've come a long way as a society, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But I'm excited to dive into this. So today, this is what we're going to be talking about. So Katie, thank you so much for being on this podcast with us. Katie is the co-founder of WeShape. And so if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about yourself with our audience today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm Katie. I'm the co-founder of WeShape. We are a startup company that's focusing on movement, like moving your body to feel better, not to burn calories or reach a certain number on the scale. And we're also focusing on mentality. So really digging deep into understanding why we're showing up and what are some of the things that we can expose about the wellness industry that are actually harming us, and allow people to sort of make decisions from that space rather than seeking that external validation or that number on the scale.
Awesome. And right when you said all of that, I'm like, yes, exactly. That's what we need. So what made you, so tell me, like, let's back up and ask you, like, what made you want to start or co-found WeShape?
Yeah, I mean, so my co-founder and I were running a completely opposite company. We were running a body transformation company. We basically sold diet and exercise plans with the intention of people to transform their bodies and lose weight. And we helped thousands of people do that. Like, literally thousands of people bought our products and lost a lot of weight. I like to tell everybody that my Instagram life looked really good. We had made the Inc. 500 3 years in a row. We were really scaling the company, scaling our team. And lots of people were buying our products, and something inside of me didn't feel right. And something inside of my co-founder didn't feel right. They were different things, but it was sort of like, we got all the stuff, we got all the accolades, we got all the validation, right? Because we were also like heavily in that diet and exercise culture ourselves. So it's like, we did it, we got everything. And then why are we looking at each other like this doesn't feel great? So we kind of organically came to each other. There was, I try to be honest about this. There was actually a little bit of battle of the wills. Like, he was like, okay, the next steps in this company are, I feel like we need to have a really good product that's driven by technology that allows people extreme customization, that's focusing on exercise science and micro movement progressions. And I'm like, I hear you. Like, I think that is a better product. And I think that we don't have a defined quality of exercise in the fitness space. And what you're doing is taking what would be a very skilled personal trainer and helping people move better so that they feel better. That's sort of his skill set, is he's like, he can get people feeling really good in their body. And a lot of people have pain, right? And so he helps people in that way. And then at the same time, I was like, we have to turn all of this on its head, because I am watching all these people lose weight and they are not happy with themselves. Like, they either want more weight loss, or that wasn't what they thought it would be, or it only lasts like a month. Like, they are not happy. They're not getting what they wanted. And like, that's when I started going down the path of looking at the mentality side. So he was like, we got to do this movement thing. And I was like, we got to do this mentality thing. And I was like, actually, I'm pretty sure if we could just put those together. So we basically shut that other company down and self-funded this company for the last 2 years. So I like to start off by telling people that I have had really big realizations around what people are really after when they say that they want to lose weight. It's, they want to know that they're valuable. They want to know that they matter. They want to know that they're accepted by people. And what I try to remind people when they come here and they say that they want to lose weight, I really believe in body autonomy. So I'm like, whatever you want to do with your body is your decision, and I just want to support that. But I want to just ask why a number of times. And so if we know that the goal is to get value and love and worth, we could work on that without the weight loss being the primary function of that, right? So yeah, it's been a whirlwind, and we're basically doing the exact opposite of what we were doing. And there's actually never been, I mean, startup, right? Yeah. So there's never been more financial pressure. There's never been more kind of like, we're trying to break a new mold in the fitness space and wellness space that's not really aligned with some of the mainstream narratives. And so, yeah, there's a lot of that. And I've never felt more grounded and more at home with myself through this process. Even, yeah. So it's just to highlight, like, the life before checked a lot of boxes. The life I'm doing now may not, compared to what normal societal standards are, but I feel so different.
Wow. I have chills actually for you on that, because I will say that has got to be one of the toughest decisions that you had to make, right? Like, when that kind of yearns inside you, and we talk a lot about this on the podcast all the time, of like, sometimes we have these things like creep up in our hearts and our intuition is there, our gut's telling us something, but we're like, okay, I'm just going to just put this to the side for a little bit because I have a good thing going, right? Like, I have all the awards and all of these things happening, but then it doesn't go away until usually we do something about it. So that's amazing. And I'll dive into that. I have lots of questions for you on that as well. But I know today we're talking about, you know, the transition and why this stuff's important. And so I would say, you know, when we look at society, I feel like we have tried really hard to be more inclusive, right? Like, we've talked more about it, shapes and sizes, all of that stuff. But there's still those expectations out there. You know, I was I'm on lots of social media, and I saw recently some people even posting things. I'm like, we're going backwards in some acts in some ways. And so what would you say are some expectations that you're seeing currently on women and men?
I mean, I hope I can answer this in an appropriate way, because I'm going to just be really honest and say that I am very mindful of how I curate my information and the people around me and the things I digest, because I just think that it's weird. It's like this weird balance of, like, I want to be in the mainstream and understand what's going on in the media. Because I don't want to be disconnected, and I don't want to be, like, overly consumed with my own beliefs, because what if I'm missing something that I should be aware of? But I guess I can just speak to what I hear a lot when people come in here.
Yeah, perfect.
Which is, a lot of those standards are still there. And, like, I want to remind people, we're not trying to be inclusive because it's the trendy thing that will sell you a product. We're trying to be inclusive because we've discovered that that's what, like, the human being behind the phone, behind the computer, behind everything, behind social media, actually wants. So I think that, you know, it's the expectations are still there. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, I had someone on our podcast recently that was talking about, like, her idea is of, like, finding yourself has sort of been not her perspective anymore. It's like, how do I create the next version of me? And that really resonated with me, because I was like, there are so many expectations placed on men and women, and I can digest those and see those in front of my face. But if I don't take a moment to pause and go, wait a minute, what actually feels good for me? That's a hard question to ask, because sometimes the answer is going to be the opposite of what is being projected onto you. And that means, like, in the case of my situation where I was running that company, and I had to detach from that identity if I wanted to actually get closer to the version of me that I felt most at home with. And so I'm going all over the place, but I guess back to your question, I think that we are moving in the direction of inclusivity and helping people detach from those expectations and molds. And a lot of that is still there because the ego loves that. And so, and that sells a lot of stuff. So I don't know that we can really break free from it. It still really exists if you're interested in being in that space.
I think it's funny that you say ego. We actually just did a podcast a little bit ago about ego. And when we take that out of perspective, what's true to ourselves, right? When we take those things out. And, you know, you said something earlier as well about, you know, when people lose weight, they're not always happy. And I thought about that as you were talking, because I think
they rarely are, actually. I had thousands of people do this, and they rarely are. I almost want to say none of them were.
Wow. And it's interesting, because when people lose weight, it's one of those common things that you bring up to someone, like, wow, you look great. And I don't think anybody means anything bad by it, right? It's more of just like, you look great, you know? But what that does is, I think sometimes it could trigger someone to be like, I don't even know if that's the appropriate word to say, but it's like, okay, if I keep losing, I'll keep getting those external validations. And so you're sharing with us that a lot of people that are losing the weight still aren't happy. So what would be, I guess, what are things, when someone's going through this process of, hey, if I lose weight, I will be happier. Like, what does that even mean? Or what are you seeing with the people that you're working with currently?
Well, first of all, I just want to go back to when we say, like, I like that you're bringing up that topic of, we always like to comment on people. Oh, you look great. We do have a little rule in our family for my two daughters. It's actually probably a rule that I have for myself, but that I want them to understand, is we don't comment on people's bodies. Because what is the point of that?
Yes. Love that.
What is the point of
love that?
And when my little girls were really small and people would come up to them and say, oh, you're so cute. And I'm like, and they're really smart and they're really creative and they're really brave. And they're like, it's really interesting. Have you seen that study where they put a baby, like they had a psychology class and they had a baby girl and a baby boy. They were like under a year old. They're like 6 months old, and they put them in front of the class. And they asked the students to write descriptive characteristics of each baby. They observed them for like 20 minutes. And then they said, okay, write descriptive characteristics of these babies. And everyone wrote very similar things about like the girl baby and very similar things about the boy baby. And it was like, sweet, this, you know, oh, really strong and, you know, very more gender identified things. And then the professor said, actually, we dressed this one as a boy, but it's really a girl. And we dressed this one as a boy and it's or a girl and it's really a boy. And it just goes to show, like, this is not, my background is actually in child development, which is not an accident. This actually goes to show, like, these messages are literally ingrained in our brain from the day that we're born. And so, of course, like that comment feels good. Oh, you look great.
Yep.
Especially if you're a female, because we have literally been trained since we came out of the womb to, that is our value. That is how we're recognized in society. When my girls were little, very few people that were like not close to us would come up to us and be like, your little girl seems like, I'm really watching her and she seems really brave. No one ever said that. They only commented on her opinion.
Wow.
Appearance, right?
Yes.
It's the same concept of speaking of confidence in the business world, I had to get over the idea that for me to be a leader of a company, I was not going to be bossy. I was going to be a leader, because if I was a male, I would be perceived as a leader. I would be perceived as a, you know, thought provoking future project. It's like, it's so wild, these beliefs that we aren't even aware of. So sorry to go off on that tangent,
no, you're
but it,
good.
Makes me, it makes me realize like just how ingrained this stuff is.
Yes.
And so when we comment on people's looks and we comment on their weight, we're basically validating their experience that, yeah, this is how people see me.
Yes.
It is how people see me. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's how you feel about yourself.
And you're bringing up a great point too. So one of the things that is, we have to retrain our brains, but I think it's one of those things where it's not just the person hearing it, it's the person saying it. And I say that stuff still. As you're saying those things, I'm like, I know I say it sometimes. And it's not because I don't like want to, or I know that there's other words. It's more of sometimes it just comes out, right? And it's like that compliment piece, and like you're trying to create that relationship or certain things like that. And so no fault to anybody doing that, but more so it's how do we retrain ourselves to start thinking about it in a different way, right? Like instead of saying like, oh, you look beautiful, being able to not comment on like the weight loss piece but like on their intelligence or their thoughtfulness or how they're supportive, like looking at it from a different lens. Because I think when we hear those things from a different point of view, it also then helps our brains take that in and then wanna share that out with other people. So I always say it's that ripple effect, right? When we hear something, we kind of take it in, and social media is everywhere. So when we're talking about societal expectations and things, it starts to seep in. It does. It seeps in what you're watching, and then it kind of like has that ripple effect in some way. And so to your point, it's like, how do we shift our mindsets to think about that differently? And, you know, one of the things that you have said, like, is instead of looking at it from like the weight loss thing, it's about changing that mindset to look at it from a different of like, okay, what do I really need? And so tell us a little bit more about like how you, when people come to you with that expectation of quote unquote weight loss, how are you walking through them the steps to maybe identify it as not, that's not what they need at the moment? And maybe it is, right? Like, I don't know, but yeah, if you wouldn't mind elaborating on that.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said before, I really do believe in people deciding to what's best for them, and it's not my job. Like, I feel like a lot of people come into various programs or, products, and they're like, okay, tell me what to do. And I'm like, oh no, like I'm actually trying to get you to connect with you more. So my favorite question when people come in is, how many times a week should I use your app to work out? I'm like, I don't know how your body feels that day. Like, it's like a right up off the bat, it's a practice. And like, how do I get you to check in with you? Obviously, we need professionals guiding us in certain, I'm not saying to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but we have given so much of our power away to everyone around us. Because if we do it that way and then it looks good or feels good, or then I'll get the validation for that person. And so I'm not talking about like severe medical conditions where people need to be seeking medical advice. I'm talking about everyday things that we're doing that we think are the right, quote unquote, right thing to do, but they're really just guidance from somebody else, like that might not know our most inner knowing. So when people come into WeShape, we actually do have four pillars that we're really trying to always go back to, but it's not to get a certain outcome other than, are you connecting with you more, right? And so the four pillars that we focus on here are movement, like I said before, rather than exercise and burning calories, like movement, 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 intention. If we can just ask that why question so many times, like, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? We often get to things that don't feel great, but that help us understand ourselves better, right? Oh, I'm really doing this because when I was little, my dad used to comment on my weight all the time, and I feel like my self-worth and self-esteem were really impacted. Whoa. Okay, that we can go there. We can work with that, right? It doesn't feel good always to have to acknowledge that, but that might be the underlying thing behind why you think you want to lose weight. So intention and really digging a little deeper. And then community. I really do believe that if you're going down a path that is counter to the cultural narrative, you have to be mindful of who you surround yourself with, or you're just going to be eaten alive. Because the media, like you said, it does seep in. Whether we believe it or not, it absolutely seeps in. And then the fourth pillar is beliefs, which is why we developed the Feeling Lighter podcast, where we bring guests on to sort of evaluate beliefs that have been sort of the norm. And we dissect those a little bit to see if they still serve us. Our quote in that podcast is, how you feel about yourself changes everything. That's where our behaviors come from. That's where our life's fulfillment and satisfaction come from, is how we feel about ourselves, right? And so, yeah, those are the four pillars that we're really attuning to in WeShape. But ultimately, I'm trying to get people to connect with themselves. And I'll quickly use this analogy. I talk about this a lot. I think that people are born with two dials on the inside. One is like, an inner knowing of what I need and what I want. And the other is an external dial of information that's coming in. And I always say that, like, if there was a baby in this room with us, their internal dial, we're born, it turned to 10. That baby doesn't care that we push record and that we're in the middle of something. If they're hungry, they're going to cry, right? The external dial is turned way down. And then as we get older, that external dial starts to go up and the internal dial starts to go down. Oh, I can't cry right now. I need to get this podcast on. We start to take the information from the outside. Now, I don't believe the external dial can ever be turned off unless you're going to go live by yourself in a cave somewhere. And I don't believe the internal dial can ever be turned off. I think we always have an inner knowing. It might be down to level one, but it's there. So my goal when people come into WeShape is to get them to turn that internal dial up just a little. Like, can we get it turned up just a little so that you know what you need and we can support you in your path?
Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 3 to 4 years, I have been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. It is just one scoop mixed in with water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized and ready to take on the day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, and probiotics, plus more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also very simple, and I like simple. I like to drink AG1 first thing in the morning, and that is what is also recommended. I fill up my shaker with extra cold water, add one scoop of AG1, shake it up, and I'm ready to go. If I'm running short on time and can't mix my AG1 before heading out, I'll grab a travel pack, and that has been so helpful for all of my travel times. Each is an individual serving of AG1 that's easy to mix on the go, helping ensure I get my daily nutrition no matter what. If there's one product I would recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I've been partnering with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, let's start with AG1. Try it and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/theconfident. Again, that's drinkag1.com/theconfident. So check it out. As a host of this podcast, I wear many other hats, including an ACC coach, which stands for Associate Certified Coach through the International Coaching Federation. I have gone through extensive learning and have been coaching individuals for years. I have had a front row seat at watching people transform, grow in their careers, take control of their careers, and become intentional, gain confidence, and more. I believe in the transformative power of self-discovery and personal and professional growth. If you are ready to grow either in your personal or professional life, break through limiting beliefs, and step into a life of confidence, I would love to support you. As a certified coach through ICF, I have the knowledge and expertise to coach you and help guide you on your journey. To work directly with me, visit lisatarkington.com/coaching. Again, that is lisatarkington.com/coaching to sign up for your free consultation. I cannot wait to help you become a better version of yourself.
I love that. And I love all of your pillars. And it's actually everything that we represent here. So kudos to you guys for choosing those and living by them, because I think that is a great analogy to also point out. And as you were talking, my reflection on that was, over the years, my internal dials have gone up more, but it didn't happen overnight, right? Like a lot of times, I think even when I was on the journey to lose weight over the years, it was always that external factor. I don't think I understood why I was doing what I was doing. And last year, I was meeting with a dietitian to talk about some struggles I was having with my stomach. Long story short, she asked me what types of workouts I was doing. And I was doing a lot of HIIT workouts, because I knew that that was like a fast burning calorie, right? And all of these things. And she just looked at me and we had a very candid conversation about like what I needed for my body to fuel it and to make it better. And within 15 minutes, I finally like reminded myself why I do what I do, right? The workouts that I enjoy is for movement, right? I got rid of some of the workouts that I didn't actually enjoy doing because I was doing it for the wrong reasons. But my support systems, the community, all of these things that I had to put into place over the course of years, right? So like, as you talk about the dial, the external one is always going to be there, but how do you dial it down just a little bit and crank up that internal one a little bit more? And I would say like over the years of having coaches and being a coach and all of those things, it gets better. But I have to be patient. And I think that that's the hardest part with the culture that we have right now is this instant gratification, right? If I post something on social media, it's like, you know? And so you get that instant. But like with this journey, it's not like that.
It's not. I mean, coming home to self is, to me, in my opinion, life's work. It's not. And like the funny thing is, in the midst of the success of my old company and my quote unquote, like healthy eating and diet and exercise plans, my internal dial was probably a 2 and the external dial was a 10.
Wow.
And if someone said, "Are you happy?" I would have said yes.
Yeah.
But that is not the case. And it took a while for me to have to say, you're going to have to really dig deeper here, Katie, and see, like, is this really feeling good for you? And luckily, like I said, it was just a little whisper on the inside because I had turned it down so much, but it was like, no. And it was so hard to break free from that because I was getting so much validation. Oh my gosh, your company made the Inc. 500 for a third time. Oh my gosh, you have this. Oh my gosh, you put so much energy into your exercise and your nutrition. Like I was getting so much validation. But isn't it funny that I was, and I still knew that it wasn't for me. And so I had to completely detach from that identity. And it's actually funny to run into people who knew that version of me that I haven't seen in a while. We almost don't know what to talk about. Wow. I feel like they're like, wait, who are you? And it always reminds me of, have you seen this meme on the internet where there's like a caterpillar looking at a butterfly and the caterpillar's like, you've changed. And the butterfly's like, we're supposed to. And exactly. That's okay.
Yes.
I just like to give people permission. It's okay to change your mind about something. That's okay.
And I think that that's probably one of the hardest things is when that whisper is coming in and you know you have to make that change, mm-hmm. right? Because it's once you feel that, like I said earlier, it doesn't go away right away. Like, I think there are definitely moments where I'm like, no, I don't have time for that right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm on this path. I'm getting all of these things. But when it starts to creep up, you're like, okay, I need to slow down. And one of my coworkers, she says it really well. She's like, we need to slow down to go fast sometimes, yeah. right? So I need to just, like, we all need to slow down, reflect, and think. And sometimes it doesn't come right away. Sometimes things do, right? Like sometimes when it comes to your mind, you're like, okay, I know I need to make this shift. I know I need to make this change. Other times, like there was a decision I had to make and it took me since last February. So over a year to really be okay with the decision, but I had to be okay with sitting in that for a long time, yeah. which sucks sometimes, to be honest with you. But that's kind of how it works to get to that point. And so what would you say, so when it comes to expectations, when it comes to overcoming them, what are some tools or tips that you would give our audience on how to overcome, you know, those expectations that are put on us around our bodies right now?
I like to ask people, you know, most of us who are in this space have been in this space for decades. So I just like to ask them, like, did it ever actually serve you? Mm. Did it give you what you wanted? And if you really dig deep, I don't think anyone would say yes. You know, did it give you the peace and fulfillment and serenity you were hoping for? And if it did for a short time, did it last? And so I feel like all we're doing is the same thing wrapped in a different package. And so I'm like, if it didn't work before, keto is not going to work now. Paleo is not going to work tomorrow. That exercise, like it's not about the diet or exercise plan. It's not. And if you're willing to get curious and sit with those hard questions and seek the truth, you have to be willing to face the truth. I had to be willing to go to my co-founder, to go to the company and say, this is not where I want to go. Mm. And luckily, everyone was like, thank you. We don't want to go here either. But they were also supportive. And many of those people are still with us today in this new company. But that's hard work. Mm-hmm. But can I be honest? I feel like each path is kind of hard. Like it's hard not being true to yourself. It's hard abandoning self.
Yep.
It's also hard to face the truth and go down a different direction. So if you know both are going to be hard, they're just go the path that's going to bring you home to you. That would be my advice.
I love that. And it's like, choose your hard. You hear that all the time, right? Like choose your hard. And both are hard. But when you look back, and I always use we teach a lot about passions and things like that. We always use the rocking chair mentality. If you were sitting on a rocking chair talking to your grandkids or whoever when you're at an old age, like what do you want to like be able to tell them, right? And like it's like about that identity and about like having that peace. And I also love to remind people that people care about you. The awards and things are awesome for a little bit, but the feeling that you're a good person, that you're being true to yourself, like that's important for community and who you want to be. So it sounds like the action for our audience today is to really just kind of sit with this for a little bit. Think about what you need as a person. Are you on the path that you want to be at? And what are the expectations that you're putting on yourself right now?
Yeah. Is there a little whisper on the inside that's pulling you somewhere else? What happens if you explore that for a little bit? Like just give yourself permission to break up with the current identity that you have if it's not serving you, you know?
Yep.
And I guarantee you the identity that I have today will shift. And if we meet again in 5 years, you'll be like, who are you?
Same here, girlfriend. Same here. We joke all the time. Last year, I got married, new last name, identity. Just changed our company name a month ago. And it's so fun to think about like all of those moments where you are like, is this a good decision? Is it all of these things? And you're just like, oh, I feel so good now that I've like done these things, right? It's really cool. And what I teach my coaching clients all the time is what's your next version? What's your like 2.0, 4.0? What level are we on now? And it's fun to think about like, well, I'm working on Lisa, you know, 10.0 right now. In 5 years, I might be 15.0. Like, what does that look like for each of us? So Katie, how will people tell us a little bit more about how we can connect with WeShape?
Yes, absolutely. So I actually have a special link for your
Oh,
listeners. Let me
awesome. I'll put
grab
it in the
that
show
really
notes.
quick. They can get a 2-week free trial at WeShape if they want to go to this link that I'm gonna share with you
Okay,
right
go.
now. Here it is. The link that we have for everyone is weshape.com/confidentpodcast.
Awesome.
So if anyone wants to try WeShape out for free for a few weeks, they can just go to weshape.com/confidentpodcast for a free trial. And we're on
Awesome.
all social platforms. We have two social handles. One is at WeShape. That's focusing on all movement related stuff with Coach Tyler, our co-founder. And then the mentality side, the Feeling Lighter podcast on all social platforms. We have a bunch of clips of guests that come on that really help us evaluate if our beliefs are serving us anymore.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast and sharing all of this. I think we probably could have talked for another 2 hours about all the
Yeah.
things, but I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's really cool to think like I teach a lot about the self-confidence, self-esteem, self-everything. It's the self word, right? It's about
Yeah.
choosing yourself, and having that relationship with yourself. So again, thank you for being on today. And to everybody listening in, continue to spread love and kindness to everybody that you meet, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning into the Confident Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, follow the Confident Podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and share it with those who might benefit. Also, if you are looking to work one-on-one with me, message and follow me on Instagram at Lisa Tarkington Official. Stay confident, stay inspired, and until next time, keep striving to be the best version of yourself. Take care.